April 1, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. What is truth? Opening prayer. Holy Spirit, I ask that you plant God's word deep in my heart, enabling me to reflect the love of Jesus wherever I go. Read John chapter 18, verses 28 through 40. Jesus before Pilate. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king, then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Reflect. Take time to reflect on the cost of our salvation. God gave his only son for us. Caiaphas wastes little time on Jesus. He wants him dead. He chairs the Sanhedrin, the high court, which has already condemned Jesus to death, but the Romans have withdrawn their power to execute. For the death penalty, the Jews needed their pagan overlords, so they take Jesus to Pilate. He is initially annoyed. Why bother him with a religious matter? They persist, so Pilate thinks it expedient to cooperate. He starts interrogating Jesus, but Jesus also interrogates him. To John and the Jerusalem believers, Jesus' trial is the dramatic centerpiece of the account of Jesus' hour, laden with irony and symbolism, the theological interpretation of the whole narrative. It reads like a drama performed on two stages, one inside with Jesus and one outside with the Jewish leaders, with Pilate scurrying back and forth between the two. Inside, Jesus declares himself the real king. Outside, the leaders seek his death. They want Pilate to find Jesus guilty of sedition, of claiming an authority higher than Rome. John interrupts the narrative to make a crucial editorial comment. These events have a single purpose: to fulfill prophecy, including Jesus' own predictions of his death. The maneuvering of the corrupt Jewish leadership and the cynical Roman governor all serve the purpose of bringing about Jesus' exaltation and return to God through his death and resurrection. "What is truth?" asks Pilate. Secularists quote this to support the notion that all truth is relative. There is no relativity here. Sarcastically taunting the Jews with his offer to release their king, Pilate does not know he utters an absolute truth. Jesus is the true and eternal king. Presented with a choice, the scheming religious leaders smell victory. They choose Barabbas. Pawns of prophecy, they are unaware of their own spiritual blindness. Apply. Take time to research the many prophecies about Christ and their fulfillment in Scripture to appreciate the wonder of God's Word. Closing prayer. Jesus, Lord of truth, I acknowledge you as my true King. Help me always to be faithful to you. Grant me your courage and integrity when I face any trial.